This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Two men have been charged for the murder of 28-year-old Mitchell Nichols. Government is redoubling its efforts to assist the island's children through diagnostic testing. The Ministry of Health and Wellness advises there is no mask mandate in effect for Barbados. Former Trinidadian Prime Minister Basdeo Pandey is laid to rest. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Two men have been charged for the murder of 28-year-old Mitchell Nichols, one of the proprietors of Nichols Bakery family business. The North Criminal Investigation Department of the Barbados Police Service arrested and formally charged 20-year-old Victor Hoyt of Exchange Hill, St. Michael, and 26-year-old Devere Gittins of 2nd Avenue, Bibby's Lane, St. Michael, for the murder of Mitchell Nichols between the 23rd and 25th of December 2023. Nichols of Pond Bottom, Westmoreland, St. James, was last seen on December 23rd by his adopted mother, Cheryl Nichols. They were also charged with arson to a motor vehicle belonging to Nichols Bakery Incorporated on December 24, 2023. The two men are scheduled to appear before Chief Magistrate Ian Weeks in District A Magistrate's Court today, Wednesday, the 10th of January. The Ministry of Education, Technical and Vocational Training says school got off to a generally good start as they reopened for the Hillary school term. Confirmation of this came from Minister of Education Kay McConney. Education officials have been working to resolve environmental issues at several schools. Ms. McConney said that despite a few minor challenges, the majority of them have settled in fairly well.
Those students who were moving from St. John Primary to the other schools to which they were distributed, they seem to have settled in nicely based on the education officer's reports. And at the other schools where our education officers visited, those schools seem to have settled in well. There were a couple of schools at the secondary level where there was a situation with the gas at one, not a leak or anything, but they just had run out of gas at the cafeteria, and that's going to be addressed in the appropriate way. And so really and truly, generally, I would say that it was a decent start. Unfortunate for those schools where, like Princess Margaret, where we had to start a little bit later.
Ms. McConney believes that her ministry must be more proactive and responsive to avoid any major challenges moving forward.
I think there is room for improvement, certainly in terms of the maintenance program. But I think what you also have to bear in mind, many of these schools are tens and tens and tens and tens of years old. So you are going to get termites and you are going to get some structural issues. I think what is important is that we be more responsive. And we are certainly seeking to do that in collaboration with the schools, with the teachers and the entire community. And so we do need to continue to monitor and to be proactive and not just responsive. It needs for both approaches, because there are things that will come up that we couldn't have anticipated, and then there are things that, yes, you could perhaps have anticipated that.
Minister of Education Kay McConney. Government is strengthening its efforts to reduce learning gaps in the education system through the use of diagnostic testing. This was revealed by Prime Minister Mia Motley as she gave remarks during the launch of the third edition of the Rotary Club of Barbados West's Ellen Steinbach Hearing Screening Program at the Ministry of Education. She explained that the ministry, since last year, has been working to identify and address all deficits caused mainly by the COVID-19 pandemic. Ms. Motley says that these are early interventions that are important if all children are to have an equal shot at success.
COVID has been the great destroyer for us in terms of education. Beyond the victims of the immediate COVID virus for healthcare reasons, that is why I asked the Ministry of Education last year to start testing and do the diagnostic testing to see what were the learning deficits for the form 2, 3, and 4 at secondary level and equally at primary. I've asked them to redouble their efforts because we've done quite a bit, but I feel we can go further. And I'm not going to rest until we go further, because it is going to be necessary to cure that deficit, not just with those who are currently in the system, but all who left the system in the last 2 to 3 years.
Prime Minister Mia Motley. Meantime, four children were last year identified to have suffered permanent hearing loss through the Steinbach Hearing Project. President of the Rotary Club of Barbados West, Gail Reeves, shared the findings from the last edition of the program. She also revealed that they will be expanding the program this year to not just include Infants B students, but also those in Class 4.
Of the 1,657 Infants B students screened, 183 were referred for follow-up. Of those children who have been evaluated to date by the Barbados Speech and Hearing Center, it was found that 7 children required wax removal. 3 children were treated for middle ear infections, and another 4 children with permanent hearing loss have once again been identified. Our 2023-24 hearing screening is slated to begin this month. In addition to Infants B students, I'm pleased to inform you that we will expand screening to include Class 4 students island-wide.
As President of the Rotary Club of Barbados West, Gail Reeves. President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, is appealing to owners of properties overgrown with cowhage next to schools to remove them before they affect students. Last year, classes were disrupted at the Thelma Berry Nursery, Blackman and Gollop Primary, and the Darrell Jordan Secondary School, among others, due to these challenges. Mr. Lovell wants a proactive approach to avoid any class disruptions this year.
We had several schools closing because of COVID. We don't want a recurrence of that this year. We want to have a school term without any environmental issues whatsoever. So we are impressing on those persons who own the land that may be prone to COVID growth to start the process of removing the COVID as soon as it appears, so as to avoid any disruption among the schools in Barbados.
As President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, the Ministry of Health and Wellness has advised that no mask mandate has been instituted for Barbados. With the island currently during the flu season, having challenges during the flu season, health officials are urging the public to practice good hygiene, which includes frequent hand washing or the use of hand sanitizer in the absence of soap and water. Persons should also remember to cover their mouths when coughing and sneezing to prevent the spread of infection. Barbadians are being encouraged to safeguard themselves against dengue fever. President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams, says it is critical that people stay protected to prevent any major illnesses. She believes this is especially important as the country is also seeing an increase in respiratory illnesses.
You may be experiencing high fever, joint pains, etc., headache. And the confluence of the dengue type viruses along with the flu and cold season can be potentially a problem. If you have dengue fever and your lowered immunity, you may be more prone to getting other viruses as well. So protection against dengue fever involves wearing insect repellent and mosquito netting, screens, etc., turning over those receptacles that contain water in your house. Let's fight these viruses and let's fight them together.
As President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams. Trinidad and Tobago's former Prime Minister, Basdeo Pandey, has been hailed for introducing critical pieces of legislation, which the oil-rich Twin Island Republic continues to benefit from today. The former leader, who passed away on January 1st in the United States, was the country's first prime minister to be accorded an official funeral under Hindu rites. Speaking during the state funeral in San Fernando yesterday, his daughter, Michaela Pandey, said her father was instrumental in passing the Freedom of Information Act and improving many social services for citizens during his tenure between 1995 and 2001.
My father's government introduced the Equal Opportunities Act, the Maternity Protection Act, the Freedom of Information Act, and establish the Interim Revenue Stabilization Fund, now known as the Heritage and Stabilization Fund. The Dollar for Dollar program built schools and police stations, paved our roads, provided water and housing, paid off our country's debt to the IMF, and kept crime at its lowest this country has ever seen in recent history.
Michaela Pandey, daughter of Trinidad and Tobago's fifth Prime Minister, Basdeo Pandey. Recapping the headlines. Two men have been charged for the murder of 28-year-old Mitchell Nichols. Government is redoubling its efforts to assist the island's children through diagnostic testing. The Ministry of Health and Wellness advises there is no mask mandate in effect for Barbados. And former Trinidadian Prime Minister Basdeo Pandey is laid to rest. That was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.